dental care for your baby. Q. When should my child first see a dentist? Your child should visit a pediatric dentist when the first tooth comes in, usually between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit will establish a dental home for your child. Early examination and preventive care will protect your child's smile now and in the future. Q. Why so early? What dental problems could a baby have? The most important reason is to begin a thorough prevention program. Dental problems can begin early. A big concern is early childhood caries, formerly known as baby bottle tooth decay or nursing caries. Once a child's diet includes anything besides breast milk, erupted teeth are at risk for decay. The earlier the dental visit, the better the chance of preventing dental problems. Children with healthy teeth chew food easily and smile with confidence. Start your child now on a lifetime of good dental habits. Q. How can I prevent tooth decay from nursing or using a bottle? At-will breastfeeding should be avoided after the first primary, baby, teeth begin to erupt and other sources of nutrition have been introduced. Children should not fall asleep with a bottle containing anything other than water. Drinking juice from a bottle should be avoided. Fruit juice should only be offered in a cup with meals or at snack time. Q. When should bottle feeding be stopped? Children should be weaned from the bottle at 12-14 months of age. Q. Should I worry about thumb and finger sucking? Thumb sucking is perfectly normal for infants, many stop by age 2. Prolonged thumb sucking can create crooked teeth or bite problems. If the habit continues beyond age 3, a professional evaluation is recommended. Your pediatric dentist will be glad to suggest ways to address a prolonged thumb sucking habit. Q. When should I start cleaning my baby's teeth? The sooner the better. Starting at birth, clean your child's gums with a soft infant toothbrush or cloth and water. As soon as the teeth begin to appear, start brushing twice daily using fluoridated toothpaste and a soft, age-appropriate size toothbrush. Use a smear of toothpaste to brush the teeth of a child less than 2 years of age. For the 2-5-year-old, dispense a pea-size amount of toothpaste and perform or assist your child's toothbrushing. Remember that young children do not have the ability to brush their teeth effectively. Q. Any advice on teething? From 6 months to age 3, your child may have tender gums when teeth erupt. Many children like a clean teething ring, cool spoon or cold wet washcloth. Some parents swear by a chilled ring, others simply rub the baby's gums with a clean finger. Winning the toothbrushing wars, it's not uncommon for toddlers to engage in power struggles. After all, they're testing their boundaries and trying to figure out life's rules. So why should things be any different when it comes to brushing teeth? That said, it's important for parents to remember that brushing teeth is not an optional activity, even for little ones. Brushing prevents tooth decay, the most common childhood disease, which can begin as soon as your little one's first baby teeth emerge. Nearly every parent will be faced with toothbrushing resistance at some point during their child's early years, complete with whining, crying, maybe even tantrums. Before you completely give up and resort to either skipping out on brushing or finding a way to forcibly brush your child's teeth, try some of these ideas to help you win the toothbrushing battle for good. 1. Start early. The earlier you begin brushing with your child, the more routine it will become. Before teeth emerge, wipe your baby's gums with a damp cloth after each feeding. Start brushing once the first tooth arrives. 2. Let your child choose the gear. Not only does this allow your child to have some control over the toothbrushing experience, it also increases the chances that your little one will look forward to using the products. Toddlers can choose among character toothbrushes, electric toothbrushes and flavored toothpaste. Your child can also choose flavored floss or floss holders. 3. Make brushing fun. Is your current toothbrushing routine any fun? Consider adding in some silliness, play music while your child brushes. It creates a great atmosphere while also helping you make sure your child brushes for the recommended 2 minutes. Create your own toothbrushing song. Sing it to a tune your child already knows, such as Jingle Bells or Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Talk to your child's teeth. You can pretend to search for hidden food. Where are those carrots you ate for dinner? They must be in here somewhere. If your child likes superheroes or princesses, search for them amongst the teeth. The sillier your idea, the more fun it will be for your little one. Bring along a friend. Your child may enjoy brushing the teeth of a favorite stuffed animal or doll before you brush his or her teeth. 4. Time it right. Aim to brush before some highly desirable activity. If your child enjoys a story before bedtime, brush right before. If bath time is fun, combine it with brushing. 5. Offer a reward. Use a toothbrushing chart to track how often your child brushes without a fuss. Place a sticker on the chart with each success. Then offer a reward when your child obtains a certain number of stickers. Rewards don't have to be big. An extra story at bedtime can do the trick. 6. Make it a family affair. Brush your own teeth while your child brushes. If there are other people in the home, they should brush with you, too. 7. Be consistent. If you brush in the morning after breakfast and at night before story time, keep it that way every day. This consistency will help your child know what to expect, leaving less room to complain. 8. Lead by example. If you practice good oral hygiene, your child will know it's important. Be enthusiastic about showing your little one how fun brushing is and exaggerate your motions so they are easier to copy.